There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Insight into the day, today being the first day of the rest of your life. That sounds corny to say that, doesn't it?
You know, but it's really true, actually.
It is, yes, it is.
Every day is a new beginning.
Excuse me.
As you choose.
2/12. No, actually, I just had a bite.
And
sometimes I eat too quickly.
Who'd you bite?
My mother used to say, don't. Don't talk with food in your mouth. But I have to, Mom, because I'm on the radio. All right, so Jennifer's here, and Kenny is here, and Richie is lurking around in some place. The lottery winners, there are three of them, come from different states, North Carolina and Texas. Where's the third one from, Kenny? Oh, it's Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm in Dallas. I'm just watching on television all the hoopla about these people. It's a blessing and a curse. There are people at that's outside in a little sort of village near Fort Worth is where one of the tickets were sold. And so the news guys are all around like these people are so foolish. And they look so foolish. They sound so foolish. Oh, what does it mean to the store that you sold the winning ticket? Well, the store's going to get $1 million. That's what happens. When you sell the ticket that is worth that much, the owner of the store gets $1 million. So the owner of the store says, well, it's good for business, Fred. And this is the silliest, most inappropriate comment. I mean, so what do you say? Well, that's the whole point. What do you say? There's nothing to be said.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you just say, okay, the winner of the... This is the way the news should go. This is Walter Cronkite with the information on the lottery. There were three winning lottery tickets sold for the $500 million drawing. Three winners, one in Texas, one in Puerto Rico, and one in North Carolina.
And look at me.
Next story.
You can see on my ring finger. Call me, winners. Call me.
All right. There we go. Call me. The Chicago Little League team that won has now lost. Apparently, they were stripped of the national title following an investigation that revealed the team falsified boundaries to field ineligible players. So what does that mean? They had ringers?
Yep.
Kenny, ringers from where?
From outside of the district. A lot of these little league teams have certain districts that they play, to be fair, with other teams in their area. And this team apparently sought out some specialty players that didn't live in their area.
What does that mean, specialty players?
Some bigger, kids stronger, who were really good who didn't necessarily live where they were supposed to. But
so how did they think they were going to keep that quiet?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean,
I know,
in this era, these guys don't even live in the district. Then.
Yeah, tries to get away with stuff these days. I mean, give me a break. Everybody is watching. Everybody's waiting for you to make a misstep. How do you think you're going to get away with it?
Yeah, this reminds me of the story. My father and mother went to Millikan University in Decatur, Illinois, where this program is heard. And I tell the story once in a while. I told it to some people at an event that I was at a couple of weeks ago because there were stations represented from this company's headquarters in Decatur. So my father was recruited along with three of his buddies from East Boston to play football for Millikan. They had played pro ball in the New Jersey League the year before. They were older. The four of them were players. I think they actually played for 2 years. My father played 2 years down there. I don't remember about the rest of them. So they go to Decatur to supposedly get an education, and they play football. That's all they do is play football and wash the dishes, according to my father. But they went for a good time and to meet the girls and stuff. That's where my mother came from. So this worked well. The first year, Milliken went from last to first. Bingo. And everybody says, wow, look at this team. They're great. Where did these players come from? So the next season, they start off very well. And because the officials in that era were, they were transient. They, some of the professional officials for the professional teams would also do college in Division I and II. So lo and behold, about halfway through the season, the official who is doing one of the linesmen or whatever they call them recognizes my father and his three buddies from having played in the New Jersey League 2 years before, tells the college what the story is, and my father gets thrown out along with the other three guys. And so when I saw the story, I'm thinking, yeah, I remember when that happened. You got to wonder, back then, it was more common because they didn't have, I mean, from New Jersey to Illinois, who would think there would be the same officials? But with all of the access to all of the ways to track people today, these people have to have been nuts to try to pull that off and think they'd get away with it. So they didn't, and good for them. That's the way I read it. Anybody got any other items?
I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, they got what they deserved in the shorts.
Stupid. I know.
Take in the shorts and enjoy it. 11 after the hour. In a moment, we meet Vanahari, who is also known as the food babe. This ought to be good.
Yummy.
The
I'm hungry.
Food babe. All right. So we'll get into the food babe's way in a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup,
repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen.
Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer valid through 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last.
Tonight, you don't want to miss the premiere of The Slap on NBC.
A great new drama about how even in the most normal family, one event can change everything forever.
Yeah, and that event is a slap.
Yes.
And check out the cast in the show. Peter Sarsgaard, Zachary Quinto, Uma Thurman.
There's a lot to love in The Slap.
Yeah, the critics agree. Vanity Fair calls The Slap one of the best new shows on TV.
And they would be right.
Yep.
It's the perfect fit for the all-new NBC Thursday.
It's going to be an amazing new night of drama, so don't miss the premiere of The Slap, followed by The Blacklist, and then Allegiance, tonight on NBC.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
14 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and now Vanahari. What a great name. Vanahari, whose mission in life seems to be to educate people on how to live a clean, organic, healthy lifestyle. The processed, over-contaminated food. Man, this lady's right up my alley. I don't know why I've never heard of you before, Vanahari, but I'm glad to have you here. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you. They call you the food babe. I guess I should know who they are. Why are you called the food babe?
Well, actually, you know, the food babe came out of just a cute name for my blog. I had no idea that I would be taking on multi-billion dollar food companies as my career. At the time when I started the blog, you know, I started out of passion for living healthy. I went through a really terrible health crisis in my early 20s where I was very sick, overweight, and I decided to make a change. And I started to investigate what I was eating to make me that way. And what I found out was shocking, so shocking that I couldn't shut up about it. So I told all of my friends and family all the time about different things that I had learned about the food industry. And eventually, 10 years later, I started a blog and really just started sharing my recipes, sharing what I was doing to take care of myself, showing what it takes to really maintain your weight without being on a diet. And the blog evolved into this activist-focused blog where I was really sharing the situations where I had been duped by the food industry, and other people really resonated with that because so many other people right now are being duped by the food industry because there's a lot of misleading marketing and a lot of misleading products that contain one thing and really say another. And so I started pointing those out on my blog, and slowly but surely, big food companies started responding. People like Chick-fil-A, other huge companies like Kraft, Subway, etc. And as a result, now I've put together my best habits, my 21 best habits on how to live this lifestyle, how to live in this overprocessed world, in my new book, The Food Babe Way.
All right, the website's foodbabe.com, all one word, foodbabe.com. You're coming, this is my playbook. I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I sort of preachy. I don't want to sound preachy. I want to have people interested because it's exciting to know that you're eating well and not eating the wrong stuff because there's so much danger in all of the food because, you know, there's an argument that GMO, the big food processors will tell you GMO food is great, which is a lot of bunkum. It isn't great at all. It may allow us to feed more of the world where there's a lot of, especially in certain countries in the world, there are a lot of people who are starving. And so this makes it easier to grow more, but it doesn't mean it's better. More is not better. And so they try to convince you, oh, this is great. Go ahead.
You know, feeding the world, you know, that's kind of like their propaganda that they use to make you feel bad, that you're going to be, you know, hurting developing countries and things like that by saying that, you know, we should be labeling genetically engineered ingredients in this country. You know, 65 other countries in the world get to know whether they're consuming genetically engineered ingredients. Here in the United States, these companies are spending over $100 million to prevent us from knowing this. I mean, there has got to be some reason for that. But also, going back to your feeding the world argument, I think it's so important for people to realize is that right now we have enough food to feed the world. It is actually a utilization issue. We need to make sure it's distributed appropriately and also used in the right amount. And one of the ways that a lot of people don't realize is if you eat less meat, because there's so much grain fed to cows and pigs and chickens in this country, if you eat less meat, there will be more food for everybody else. We just have to distribute it appropriately. And right now, because of the way our system works, it just needs a whole rehaul, and we will be able to feed the world.
Bonnie, what's one of the scariest things that you've seen out there that we should be aware of?
Well, it's not so much, I'm not sure what this would do in your body, but what's really very unnerving is that when the FDA was given authority to look over our food additives 30 years ago, there was about 800 food additives. Now, there's 10,000. Most of them go highly unregulated. They're approved by the food companies themselves. They have not gone through rigorous testing. There's no long-term human studies on a lot of these synthetic chemicals in our food. No one's studying the cumulative effect of these chemicals. And let's just talk about one of these chemicals. This is a chemical that McDonald's uses here in the United States in our French fries, but they don't use in other countries. So you got to wonder, like, why aren't they using it in other countries? Are other countries safeguarding their citizens from this chemical? And the answer is yes. It's called dimethyl polysiloxane. It's the main ingredient in Silly Putty. They use as an anti-foaming agent in the French fry oil.
Wow.
And this ingredient, according to the FDA, is allowed to be preserved with formaldehyde.
There's two words for you.
Wow.
You can thank Monsanto and their ilk, Cargill, some of the other big operators, ADM, for allowing and encouraging this sort of thing to go on. Foodbabe.com is Vanna Hari's website. Foodbabe.com for more information on how all of these pieces of this pie fit together. Farm. Foodbabe.com. 21 after the hour, and good day.
ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You'll recognize this song, One Hit Wonder Time, the One Hit Wonder Contest here on Good Day. Who is this singer? Taking the easy approach to love. It's a pop rock duo. How come I have the wrong information?
It is a duo. You one know of them is a one hit wonder, the other is not.
Alright, so we got two Phils here. One of them is Collins, I'm going to tell you that much. I'm looking for the name of the other guy. Alright, who is this singing with Phil Collins? 888-302-3684. So this is a duo. It was together. They only had one top pop single, but separately and involved in other groups, they've had a lot of them. Right, Richie? That's the thing.
Right.
On this
obviously, Phil Collins is a super megastar, and this the other guy's band has tons and tons of hits.
Yeah.
But as a solo artist, he only had this one.
Right. Together with Phil Collins. All right, so 888.
It's a little tricky.
302-3684. Two Phils. What's the last name of the other Phil? The person that guesses this will get qualified for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. It'll take place next month. We want to get as many people qualified for that so they can win. The chances of your winning this are a lot better than the lottery, I'll tell you that. This song, Easy Lover, topped the music charts during this week in 1984. So tell us the name of this duo, or no, we're just looking for the singular name of the guy who sang.
Correct.
With Collins. Okay, yeah, that's it. 888. Sometimes Bob makes these more complicated than they have to be.
This one's a little tricky.
302-3684. Why is it tricky?
Well, I mean, because they're both big stars.
Right.
But this one hit is the only song that this other guy had
together
outside of his band.
Yeah. You got it.
It's a trick question.
I think I said that in a different way. It is. The person we're looking for was born in Denver, an American rhythm rhythm and blues and soul and gospel singer, mostly known as a longtime member of the band Earth, Wind, and Fire. He actually is the front man for Earth, Wind, and Fire. This music that he says in his early days he was influenced by Stevie Wonder, a lot of the Motown music. He has an amazing 4-octave vocal range. That is really a stretch.
Wow.
Won 7 Grammy Awards, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Why isn't the Moody Blues, or aren't the Moody Blues in there? If these guys can get in there, why can't the Moody Blues be in there? Is another question. All right, so who is this? 888-302-3684. How are we doing with Donna, 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 that prima donna? You remember that song? Probably people are singing that to you all the time, Donna. And my doing it is annoying. Is that true?
No.
Say yes, fine. Donna.
Yes.
No, there. Jennifer always is on top of my cheering squad. So you are where? I'm trying to figure out where you're from.
I'm in Golden Valley, Arizona. It's right by Kingman.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'll drive through there tomorrow. I'll wave as I drive through. Okay? You going to wave back at me?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So who do you think this is that's singing this with Phil Collins?
It's Phil Bailey.
Phil Bailey is who it is. The frontman for Earth, Wind, and Fire. Very talented guy. But this song surprises me, Richie, because you don't think of it. We're doing good research on this, and so that's how we extrapolate stuff that it makes it more interesting to find out who it is, because you don't think, okay, who is this guy?
Yeah, you think it's Phil Bailey, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Phil Collins.
Right.
You're like, wow, megastars. You don't think one-hit wonders.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so we're going to qualify you for the drawing, the trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. That will be yours if your name comes out of the hat. We have sort of a lottery of all the qualifiers sometime next month. So hold on, we'll get the info from you. Thank you for playing with us on the Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. Today, it's going to the birds. Yes, it is. You know, one of my family's biggest pleasures during the cold, gray days of winter is watching our feathered friends congregate at our bird feeders. Watching sparrows, doves, cardinals, nuthatches, and all the other birds come is really amazing. And, you know, with modern technology, it's even better. You can actually put a microphone by the bird feeder. You can actually put a microphone into their feeder and hear them as they enjoy dinner. But here's the problem. Most people don't understand that different species of birds need different types of foods, and sometimes seeds are not enough. So here's my recommendation. Around the country now, there are bird feeding specialty stores all over the place. It's not just going to the supermarket and picking up a seed anymore. And this is the most important part. If you're going to start feeding the birds in the colder weather, make sure you continue feeding the birds till the weather warms up, because very often you prevent them from moving on when they know there's a food source in the area. So if you need to go on vacation or travel, make sure that food dish is always filled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention construction pros. IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right. Two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando today only. Go to IronPlanet.com. The 3-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando auction or buy it online. Go to IronPlanet.com right now and view guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to IronPlanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business. It'll all be sold today only. Attend it live in person or go online to IronPlanet.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Good day. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, all here to help you think about what is going on. The captain of the Costa Concordia convicted and sentenced to 16 years in prison after he fled. Yes, it has. Sorry, he was pleading, please don't. I don't know how you would say that in Italian.
Mamma mia, please.
What a
you will fuck my ship.
Sound like Mario.
I know. It's the only Italian I can do.
All right. Thank you. Thousands of people showing up for this candlelight vigil last night to honor the three victims of the shooting, a needless, crazy shooting at the University of North Carolina. They were all Muslims. Two sisters and the husband of one of the sisters. The family said the gunman threatened them once before. They think the shootings were a hate crime, and I agree with them from what I've read about it. What do you, rest of you think?
The wife of the shooter says that they had an ongoing, and other people say that they had an ongoing argument about parking spaces at the condominium complex. And the wife
so that's
denies,
a reason to kill somebody? Yeah, was, execute
no,
them?
No, there's no reason
in the parking
to kill
lot.
Anybody. Here's what irks me about these things, though, is the hate crime label. Like, it's any worse or better if,
I agree there.
Why do we have to put
murdered.
A label on
they
what
were
kind
murdered.
Of murder it is? They were murdered.
Because it was
he
politically correct when that was when that bill was passed, that law was passed, it was politically correct to do so. It was a sort of timely, it's nonsense, you're right.
Yeah.
It is not appropriate. It is appropriate to charge him with murder.
If it wasn't a hate murder, it's still murder. You murdered somebody.
Yeah. People are all dead. Yep.
Right.
Senate voted yesterday to build that pipeline. The House had voted the day before. I think it was 270 to 110 or something, and the Senate vote was 62 to 36. Need 67 votes to override the president's veto. You're listening to all this mumbo-jumbo about the pipeline is going to affect the environment. I've said this how many times? This is probably the 15th time I've said this. There is a lot more fossil fuel used to haul that oil from the North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming oil fields down to the Gulf. The amount of oil that's used by four locomotives on each one of these trains, and there are at least 100 from what I've read, 140, 150 of these trains that go down from this area down to the Gulf every single day. How much stuff do you think is going in the atmosphere from them versus a pipeline that has no, the pumps are all electric, so there may be some fossil fuel being used in an electric plant someplace, but that's it. What do you think the impact is of that versus all those locomotives carrying the oil down to the point? It's just political
mumbo
foolery. It's disgusting. So anyway, whether they override the veto or not remains to be seen. Meanwhile, how many of you seen all of these ads they're playing for the natural gas people and the way that the drilling of gas is explained in the ad so that you understand? Because a lot of environmentalists say this is very bad for the environment. We're messing things up, screwing up the planet. So their ads, whether they're true or not, remains to be seen. But I found myself educated when I saw the ads as to how the system actually works. Anybody else seen the ads?
I have not seen the ads you're talking about.
No,
it's very.
You're the only one, sir.
Apparently, I am the only one. Okay, so the White House asking Congress for permission to wage war against ISIS. This is a resolution that has to be approved. When was the last time this was done? When Bush was in
president? 2002.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Get everybody over there.
He actually doesn't need permission because he can use the Bush law, but he.
So then, why is he going for permission?
I think the play here is that if Congress and everybody is behind it, that they will have an easier time of building an international team to go after ISIS, international effort to go after ISIS.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can pretty much guarantee that that the White House has gone through this and figured that they would get support, and that's why they brought it to Congress. Otherwise, they wouldn't have brought it.
They
would have just done it.
Public. Right. Jennifer has a story of Bob Simon passing away in the television report, which is coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day. Meanwhile, three winners, Texas, North Carolina, and Puerto Rico, claim to have the people that won the numbers in yesterday's drawing for $564 million. I told the story earlier, Richie. You weren't here, so I'll tell it again quickly for those who didn't hear it. As I was driving west on Interstate 20 yesterday, I was getting low on fuel, so I was in the middle of nowhere. I stopped at this gas station, which was the only store. It's kind of a convenience store. All you can buy anything in there.
Sure.
There were 400 plus people in a line waiting for hours to buy Powerball tickets. It was so busy. The parking lot, there was a policeman there to guide people to the back field where they were parking these cars so these people could go in. Most of them were black, and I say that because I think the lottery is a ruse. Some of us buy tickets. I actually, before I saw the line, I picked up a couple of tickets because I'm going to start using numbers instead of if I do it.
So,
what?
So you just said I picked up some tickets before you saw the line. Does that mean you cut in front of 400 people?
No, you get the tickets outside of the line. There's a place in the store where you can get the tickets. So I just looked at them, and then I looked at the line. So I took the tickets in case there was some other place I might have stopped down the road.
The one where you fill out your numbers.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm going to do that from now on when I buy a ticket. I'm not going
to
just.
You're picking your own numbers.
You're supposed to get better odds when you pick your own.
Right, and stay with it, I think, in essence. Richie, the car guy, have you noticed what's going on at Chicago Auto Show this week?
No, what?
Pretty hot-looking cars. Ford has introduced a car that looks just like a Ferrari. If you were to see it, you would think it was... As a matter of fact, when I looked at it, I thought, well, what's new with that? That's a Ferrari. And then I read the story, and it's a Ford. It's a GT supercar, they say. I don't know what the reason
for
this is.
The Ford GT's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but this is really something. You look at the styling of this. Looks just like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or something.
The all
like
new Ford GT. The GT. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The new one is it's along the same lines as it's always been. But they're a hot car, man. Mm-hmm. They're super cool.
Why are they hot? Why are they cool?
It's a mid-engine.
Yeah, you sit there, you break your back to get in them.
But it's fast.
Rear engine, yeah.
And it handles well. Yeah, it's a rear engine. And it's small block, but super built. Yeah. And yeah, it'll go with the Ferrari.
I can drive a Range Rover that's fast, and I can at least sit in it.
Yeah, you could do that. But if you're looking for comfort, this ain't your car.
No, this is not your car, right?
Like a dump truck. Hot, this is
anything
your car.
That close to the ground. Yeah, okay. I'd rather be comfortable, thanks. The new Ford Police Interceptor. Excuse me?
What is happening here?
We get to that age.
What was that shot?
Where comfort is more.
What age?
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Where?
I wouldn't drive this as a daily driver.
Well, I mean, it would be fun to take it out on a spin down to Murano in Palm Beach or something.
That's what
Other
it's
than
for.
That, it wouldn't right. give you...
You're not going to be running down in the grocery
store. But you know how much it costs?
GT, right.
$112,000.
Sure.
You want to pay that for this? Ooh. Yeah. All right, the Ford Explorer SUV is now the car of choice of policedom. And they have a new one at the Chicago Auto Show, explaining to everybody how they have this, they've made this connection with the police. So the police really designed this car. I think these are the ugliest things on the road. I miss the days of the old big town, not the town car, but the, what do they call it? What was the old Ford? That
the Lincoln
the Crown
car,
Victoria.
Yeah, the Crown.
Oh, no. The Crown Victoria was the Ford. Yeah, that was a good car. And I look at these things, and it reminds me out of one of those Sylvester Stallone future movies. That's what it looks like.
The Explorer?
These cars. Yeah. Well, the way they paint them and they get them all doodadded up.
Oh,
they
look
like they're from
Tron.
In the next world. Yeah, right. Is it Tron? Whatever it was.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. And by the way, as long as we're in the car department, Tesla Motors said that they lost $107 million in the fourth quarter, 86 cents a share. They lost $74 million the year before, so this guy's subsidizing his dream big time. It lost $294 million last year versus $74 million for the year before. They hit their production forecast of 35,000 cars. These are great cars, but he's not making enough of them to build back into the profit that he invested in it. What's the guy's name that he founded PayPal?
Musk.
Musk, that's it. Elon Musk. Yep. He's behind SpaceX, I think, too.
Yep.
If I'm mistaken. All right, so that's that story. Jennifer checks out the television news for us in a moment. This is Good Day.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey,
Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts. Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen.
Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer valid through 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last.
Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
All right, now 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Bob Simon, news anchors in the news. Bob Simon killed in an automobile crash yesterday afternoon. His career is over. And Brian Williams killed himself. Not literally, but he killed himself because of what he did, so his career is over. Make way for Lester Holt. He seems to be the one the news media has anointed as ready for prime time. I'd like to see Jon Stewart in that movie.
I don't know if Jon Stewart could do the hard news, but I think that Matt Drudge and a lot of people at NBC have been talking about Savannah Guthrie, which I don't know if she's a great choice. Here's the thing. No, I am all about women. I'm feminist. I think women can do most jobs that men can do. But you had Katie Couric try to do the evening news, and it didn't work for her, and I don't know that Savannah Guthrie is any stronger than Katie Couric.
The only reason it has worked, it didn't even work with Barbara Wawa doing it. The only one it worked with was Diane Sawyer, for whatever the reason. And I think the biggest reason is because Diane Sawyer always has been a credible news person.
And likable at the same time,
I think. Right. And Barbara Walters was sort of back and forth on either side of that, as was Katie Couric. And nobody knows, in comparative terms, I shouldn't say nobody knows, but Savannah Guthrie is not a household name by any stretch of the imagination. Not that Lester Holt is, but Holt has certainly paid his dues. I don't know much about the career of Savannah.
I think it's got to be Matt Lauer or maybe Anderson Cooper that takes over. I learned some things as I was digging around yesterday on the Brian Williams story, Dougie. And it seems that the insiders at NBC say that the day that Brian was handed his suspension, he and his agent met with all the powers that be at NBC, and they handed him basically a dossier of all the claims against him, trying to get him to explain himself. And then after they had that meeting, they had three options. They could either have him admit everything piece by piece on the air and apologize for it. They could suspend him, or they could fire him right away. They chose to go with the suspension. People at NBC also say that it's been like the worst kept secret that Brian Williams is an embellisher, so much so that Tom Brokaw and the former head of the NBC News Department, who was there through 2013, used to try to keep him in check by saying, let's stick to the facts, let's not embellish anything.
Let's give him a job as a talk radio host, then. He's
I'm forgetting the name, I think it was Culpa or Kappa, something like that. Whenever the news director left NBC, it was 2013, February, the next, within 30 days, Brian Williams was on the Letterman show, giving that fatal nail into his coffin, talking about that story on Letterman, because his reigner had left, and no one ever got control of him since.
Wow,
this is an exit strategy for them. He's not coming back.
The other thing I learned is that he's made friends. He's befriended Lorne Michaels and the SNL team. He also rallied on the inside for Jay Leno's job. Yeah. So he's got like these late night comedian tendencies. He wants to do that. So maybe he does go to The Daily Show. Maybe he takes over for Jon Stewart, and maybe, somebody else replaces him doing the real news.
All right, what else do we have news-wise from the world of TV?
Well, Dancing with the Stars is in the news, sir. About the new dancers are coming back. The new season's getting ready to start. And several familiar faces will be returning. So if you're a fan of Mark Ballas, Val Shermosky, PETA, Tony Dovolani, they're all back for season 20. Also returning. I know. Oh, also returning is Kim Johnson. She's won a couple of times, and she's a fan favorite. Missing are long longtime fan favorites Cheryl Burke and Derek Hough and Karina Smirnoff.
Man, I
not
wondered
mentioned
where they
to
got.
Be returning.
I was worried about them.
You
Cheryl
were worried,
Burke,
I know.
We've had on this show a couple of times, Doug. You
yeah,
like
she's
her.
Fun.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
like her.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Yeah. Right. Now, let's talk about Duck Dynasty, shall we?
Quack, quack.
They've turned their tale of, like, their rags-to-riches so story speak. Into a song and dance, get it, musical,
yeah.
on stage
a
in Sin City.
Duck Dynasty. Good
this thing is going to hit the 680-seat theater inside the Rio starting April 15th. So if you want to go see Duck Dynasty the musical, make your reservations now.
And the daughter of Duck Dynasty was on Dancing with the Stars last year, right?
Sure was,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Did you see that the House of Cards was somehow or other hacked? Is that what happened?
That's
hacked?
On Netflix. Well, it wasn't necessarily hacked. It was a glitch. But House of Cards made a brief surprise return on Wednesday after Netflix accidentally released new episodes of its flagship show 2 weeks ahead of their scheduled debut. So if you were on it, you got to see a sneak peek.
Oops. All right. The 3-hour anniversary special for SNL Sunday night. All sorts of people associated with the show will be there. I'm looking forward to actually watching that show. Be kind of fun. 8 o'clock Eastern Time, the SNL celebration. 51 after on Good Day.
The Freeze Dry Guide presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kit. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, deliver to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
After the hour now, our weekly visit from Dr. Tom Kreitler. He's here to help us. He's the doctor of fixation.
House doctor.
Yes, he's the house doctor. So we're going to get some questions from some of our audience and also information on what it is that you need to be aware of when it comes to the Energy Star program. Is there something in your house that needs replacing? Tom's going to look very carefully at what's going on in your house in just a moment to help you save energy here on Good Day.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. you have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete
details and
limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You're funny. All right, Doug, go.
What happened?
The commercial ended and now you're back.
Well, I didn't introduce Kreidler.
Oh. But you can do that right now.
Say anything.
That's why I'm telling
Hi,
you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreidler, host of the Money Pit. Now
hey,
go.
Tom. I think somebody just took 2 minutes out of my life there. Tom wants to talk with us about this appliance, this strange appliance that's been added to the Energy Star program that all of you either do have or want to have in your home. I've got an old one. I have an old washer, but an older dryer. My dryer was put into the house when it was built 36 years ago.
And how much money is he wasting, Tom?
Wow.
Yeah, that's the question.
You have a 36-year-old washing machine?
No, a 36-year-old dryer.
Dryer?
Washing
wow.
machine's only four. I think the washing machine is 14, 15 years old.
Well, it's pretty impressive, but you probably are wasting a lot of money, and that's the point of today's story, that for the first time ever, clothes dryers are now going to be Energy Star certified. And that may be surprising to folks because, you know, we all know that washers have been Energy Star certified, and we just sort of assumed that dryers were as well. But dryers actually were not, because the technology just wasn't there to make them very efficient. And that's all changed now because you've got the advent of very sophisticated moisture sensors in the dryers that will shut them off automatically when, in fact, your clothes are dry. And we also have these new heat pump dryers, which actually use the warm air that's being created by the dryer to sort of reheat the clothes again. So they're incredibly efficient. And as a result, now Energy Star is certifying dryers.
Really?
Yep.
Is there a brand that's better, one brand that may be better than another, or are they all about the same?
Yeah, that's a good question, Doug. But the thing is, that's the nice program, the part of the Energy Star program, is that if you buy an Energy Star certified appliance, they're all meeting the same standard. So beyond that, buy whatever brand you're happy with. But as long as it meets the same Energy Star standard,
why, you're good. If they all meet the same standard, why would you buy an expensive one and get the same thing on a less expensive one?
There's going to be other, obviously, options, features, you know, brand awareness.
So, Tom, Who owns, runs, controls Energy Star? What is Energy Star? Is that the government, or is that an independent company, corporation, organization?
It's a program of the Environmental Protection Agency. It's one of those rare government programs that actually works, in my view, because they set these standards that manufacturers compete against to make sure they continually update and improve the appliances that we use in our homes. It's not just, you know, washers and dryers. It's televisions and computers and everything else that consumes electricity.
Okay. Wow. All right, so the dryers themselves have all of the stuff you were talking about. So what's the – is it it uses less energy and less time? Can you get your clothes dried more quickly?
Yes.
Those of us who – I put my towels in the dryer now. If I take a shower in the downstairs bathroom, the dryer's in there. And so I throw the towels in there and get them heated. But if I only am in the shower for a quick amount of time, I want to get them the towels heated up faster. So you can do that with a newer dryer?
Well, certainly you can. And, you know, here's a tip that you can apply to your current dryer right now. If you want to get more efficiency out of your dryer, you want to dry your clothes quicker, shorten up the venting run. The quicker you get that warm, moist air out of the house, out of that run, the quicker your clothes will dry. When there's that, when you have a long duct run, there's a lot of back pressure, not to mention the fact that you get a lot of dust that builds up and lint inside that vent that can be dangerous, which is why they should always be cleaned about once a year at least.
So we can say $570 million a year if all the clothes dryers over 10 years old were replaced.
There you go.
7 billion pounds of greenhouse gas. I kind of like the greenhouse gas, though.
Kind of separates
us from all the other planets.
Yeah.
It's Tom Kreidler from...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.